The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As a conservative and a Republican, I can confidently say that the Democrat Party used to be very strong in terms of their ground game, like really, really good in elections, all of what they have. They completely infiltrated the major institutions in our country, from Hollywood to Big Pharma. They've blown up the bureaucracy, all those things. But things today have completely changed in a huge way. People do not trust Democrats at all after this election. And so I think the party will either go away completely or they will have a massive metamorphosis similar to the change the Republican Party just went through. One of the major reasons people have lost faith in the Democrat Party is the way that Kamala Harris has run her campaign. And of course, it all started with cooing Joe Biden, which any Democrat primary voter is thinking, why did I not get the opportunity to actually vote for who I want to run for president? But that's what it started with. And then it went to her raising over $2 billion from normal Americans as well as billionaires. And now we are finding out that Kamala Harris, just to stoke the fire of the Democrat corruption, we're finding out that Kamala Harris might not have been honest with her campaign expenditures. So I'm going to show you this video. This is the Call Her Daddy host. This is one of like the, I think this is like the fifth most popular podcast in America. And the reason why this video is relevant is because if you didn't hear, Kamala went on this podcast because she was trying to kind of reach out to younger voters. It's really the only podcast that's significant that she went on. I don't know why she didn't, like, I've talked about Joe Rogan and that debacle in the past, as well as the other podcast she didn't go on, but she went on this one. The thing is this podcast host lives in LA, and Kamala Harris did not want to go to LA, so instead they rebuilt this girl's studio in DC, and it was the Kamala Harris campaign that built it, not the podcast host, and they claim that it cost $100,000 to rebuild this person's set so Kamala didn't have to go down to LA. And the only problem with that is that the host does not think that it even costs remotely that much. Check it out.
There's a little bit of controversy about that podcast because you did.
Oh.
Do you know about this?
No, what?
Because in DC, this interview happened in DC.
Yeah.
In a hotel.
Yeah, not in a hotel. It was like a random house.
It was like random house. But apparently, you can tell me, they spent, meaning the Harris campaign spent like $100,000.
I did see
you
that.
You know about this?
It's hilarious.
To build the studio.
Yeah, that's not
to
true.
To make it look like it was the studio that you used in L.A.
My studio that is gorgeous in Los Angeles doesn't even cost six figures. So I don't know how cardboard walls could cost six figures. But
do you think they did that? I mean, you saw
absolutely it. Not. With love to them. Oh, my God. It was gorgeous. But, like, it wasn't that nice. It wasn't, like, gorgeous marble. Like, no, that was not six figures.
So when I originally watched this video, I was a bit confused because I thought what she was saying was that Kamala Harris didn't actually spend $100,000. So I was thinking, like, where's the controversy? But upon further investigation, I looked it up. Is it confirmed that Kamala Harris spent $100,000? And it is. It's 100% confirmed that those are the expenditures that she listed through her campaign. Therefore, what this podcast host is saying is that they could not have spent that much. That's what she's saying. She's saying, yes, they did, but there's no way she did. So the question is, where did the rest of the money go? And it seems like to me, again, I don't know anything. I don't have any insider information to the Kamala Harris campaign, but it would seem to me that this is a laundered money scheme. And that's just one thing. And I think it's ridiculous enough. It's on its face. You can see that that set is not going to cost $100,000. But in any case, where this is not the only one. Let's look at the other cases where Kamala Harris spent ridiculous money. And the New York Times actually reported on this about 2 weeks ago, that Kamala Harris spent $1.5 billion in 15 weeks. So in other words, she spent $100 million a week for 15 weeks. So I just want to go through a few of these expenses that seem a bit fishy to me. And I say fishy. Fishy is not even close to as strong as a word as I really should use, because these things look really crazy. Some of them are just plain stupid. I mean, when you look at plain stupid ones, there's things like she spent $900,000 on advertising on the Sphere in Las Vegas, which is stupid, but it's not corrupt, because obviously the Sphere has receipts for those things, so it's clearly not money laundering. But here's some numbers that really are crazy. Listen to this. Kamala Harris made multiple million-dollar plus donations to leftist activist organizations throughout her campaign, also known as her friends. But that it's not just the leftist organizations. She spent $50 million on people to go door to door, which again, it doesn't really make sense, because the whole time her campaign was lauded as having this massive volunteer ground game. So either that was a lie, or she's laundering, or probably a combination of the both. But $50 million to have people go door to door seems very fishy to me. She bought this one's very fishy. She bought $28 million of merchandise, which I get it. You want lots of merchandise, but go to, I mean, Abu Dhabi, like, you can buy these things for a dollar. So $28 million, I don't know about that. This one's crazy. She apparently spent over $100 million on parties just in swing states. Could it be true? It could be. But then, of course, that was all of her friends anyway. So is it really moral for Kamala Harris to be having $100 million parties? I don't know. But it's not the same as money laundering, sure. But listen to this last part. This is what the New York Times write. And the New York Times writes this. Quote, another Harris challenge: after raising $1 billion in less than 3 months, a bevy of consultants, allies, and others were often angling for a cut, including the chairman of the Democrat Party in Philadelphia. In September, the Harris operation contributed almost $25 million to other party committees, in part to quiet their demands. Some media allies of Ms. Harris were also paid. Areva Martin, who hosts a talk show, was paid $200,000 as a media consultant, and she went on a battleground state tour in October. So this campaign is like the nail in the coffin of corruption for the Democrat Party right now. That is astounding that, again, we have hard data on this, that the friends of Democrats and people work, the elites in the Democrat Party, were essentially asking Kamala for money, and just to quiet them, they were given that money. And that might not even tell the full story. That might just be the cover story. The honest truth is that Kamala Harris raised over $2 billion, gave it to all of her friends, and frankly, she probably has a big cut of it as well. And so again, some of that was money laundering through others, but and it was kind of covert, but other things were very overt. They were in broad daylight, like paying people in the Democrat Party massive amounts of money that make no sense. I mean, just for example, this isn't in the Democrat Party, but one of the consulting firms that worked with Kamala Harris was paid out over $300 million. And I know politics is expensive. I know consulting is expensive, but $300 million seems very, very fishy to me. And I think other people see that as well. And one of the reasons is because of the rise of alternative media. People are seeing this stuff and this crap more than ever. And I think that they hate Democrats for it, because the average American, when they look at Kamala Harris and she talks about coming from a middle-class family, and they talk about how they're going to help the middle-class worker, and then they see that they gave their friends and the Democrat elites millions of dollars just to keep them quiet, it doesn't go over well with them. And I don't think the same Democrat Party that exists today in this fashion can recover from the contempt that people have for them. Guys, if you are a true patriot, you need Daily Wire Plus, and right now is the perfect time to do it, because it's still part of Cyber Week. They're offering 50% off. I'm a partner with Daily Wire. I love their content, from Am I Racist to What is a Woman to all of Jordan Peterson's exclusive content over there. If you go to the link in my description below, you'll get that 50% off. It'll take you to a link to Daily Wire Plus, and you'll get that as well as you support my channel. So again, head to that link in the description right now. I don't think the Democrat Party can win another election for 10 years. I don't. And here's why. They are willfully choosing not to learn from their mistakes in a way that they have never done before. Because if you look at the past Democrat Party, they tend to evolve over time in a, I don't know if it's a positive way for Americans, but politically speaking for them, it is. And I'll give you just one example of what I'm talking about. Pod Save America, which is a total leftist Democrat wing podcast, was asked about gender theory and if Democrats will kind of let it go or if they're going to double down on it. And they responded by saying Democrats should double down on it. Here it is.
All right, subscriber Jessica on Discord asks, I'm trans and I'm really worried about the ability of the Democratic Party to win while keeping me in mind. I would vote for them if they go quiet about trans issues, but do you think that they could turn against us or just stay silent as we lose our rights? If so, what can I practically do, or am I shit out of luck?
So I'm very sorry that this person feels as though that's where we're at. I think that sucks. I think it sucks that we just went through a huge loss in which we lost voters for a lot of reasons, a broad swath of the electorate, different kinds of people from different walks of life and different experiences. And it's been in some debates like boiled down to, oh, Democrats need to moderate on the trans issue, in quotes, or that trans people need to go under the bus because there was a super PAC that had an ad that used a statement and a position that Kamala Harris took in 2020 to paint her as extreme and out of touch, an issue that has basically nothing to do with what the experience of day-to-day life for a trans person in America is now a stand-in for the trans issue. And so I think, first of all, just that is a stupid way to have this conversation. That is a stupid, like, are Democrats going to throw trans people under the bus? I certainly hope not. I don't believe that that will happen. It should not happen. It is both, like, obviously toxic, like a terrible thing to do, but also just politically stupid.
You cannot be successful in any part of your life on an individual level or on an organizational level if you don't learn from your mistakes. And if you look at Democrats, you could see this from across the board. They're not learning from their mistakes. It's from Democrat politicians to pundits like Pod Save America. Their response to why Kamala lost pretty much boils down to one of three things. Either we need to be more progressive, which is basically what Pod Save America is saying right there. The other one is Donald Trump cheated, which is obviously hilariously ironic because that's what Donald Trump said about Democrats for years and they scolded him for it, more than scolded. And then the third reason, which is, it seems to be the most common really, is that Americans are sexist and racist. And here is the problem with all three of those diagnoses. And again, this is like across the board. You could look up any Democrat practically, except for a few select ones, and just see what they think about the election. And one of those three reasons will be the reasons why they think they lost. The problem with these three reasons, though, is that none of them are true. And you can only be so successful in the world in which you live if you actually embody what it is. Let me tell you what I mean by that. This is something, it's kind of a new idea that I've been grappling with, something that I've been internalizing as of late. Democrats have made a metaphysical world for themselves where anyone who voted for Trump is racist and Trump cheated and Democrats need to be more progressive. That's the world in which they live in. And in that world, if they respond to those things accordingly, they would become more progressive, they would demonize MAGA, and they would therefore succeed in a lot more elections in that world that they've created for themselves. But the problem is that that world is a fantasy. They have created a fake world and they're trying to fix themselves for that world, but it's not the world that they live in. It doesn't actually exist. And so they're battling reality, which is a battle that you can never win. You cannot win a battle against reality. And so my prediction for Democrats is that they're not going to win another election until their attitude changes, which is honestly fine by me because I'm a Republican and I'm a conservative. And I don't know when that's going to be, but maybe they'll get it together soon. They've done it in the past. And maybe they're just wailing and gnashing their teeth right now. But if they continue to get more stubborn, which I think they actually have done that over the past, pretty much since Hillary Clinton lost, I think they've only become more stubborn, they will not win elections. They will not win a single election. Because you have to be based in reality in order to win elections. And that's, by the way, conversely, that's why Trump won. Because he told, let's just take stock of kind of the basic arguments of Donald Trump. He told people that immigration was crazy. He told people prices were too high. He said that foreign wars were ridiculous, and he won because it turns out all three of those things are actually true. He didn't create some like crazy world where immigrants were invading America and that wasn't true. No, that was like actually true. It's actually happening. And because it was actually happening, he won. And Democrats, what they told you was the opposite. They said, no, prices are great. The economy is great under Biden. Foreign policy, Blinken, Antony Blinken and Joe Biden are just geniuses. They told you immigration's not so bad. And that was a lie. And so they lost because lying can only get you so far. And especially with today's media environment, they get exposed in ways that they just didn't before because they had the mainstream media to cover for them. But today there are people like me, like many, many other people, not just on the right, but on the in the middle and on the left, that expose them. So with all of that, keep watching, guys, because if this is the Democrat Party for a while, Republicans will win every single election until the Democrats change. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.